Blog Talk Radio.
Things has held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing
stand in your way.
I want you to listen, listen
to every word I say, every word I say.
Ain't no stopping us now.
Trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shows together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing
stand in your way.
I want y'all to listen, listen.
Every word I say, every word I say. No, no, no.
We're
moving.
Moving.
Oh, oh, oh. Moving.
scripture tonight. We're getting ready for our divine show tonight. I want to tell you everything in divine order tonight. Wherever you might be doing, get ready, because I got a message for you tonight. I want to give you your message, and your message might be a breakthrough for you. Somebody asked me, what is my message? I said, your message might be a breakthrough for you. So you get ready for your message that's coming through. And it might be, and they asked me, Bishop, what is my message? I'm going to tell you your message tonight. Brother Jerry, I'm praying for you tonight. Brother Jerry, I'm praying for you tonight. Gave a letter, every telephone call. Mary Hawkins, happy birthday to you. I'm praying for you tonight. Get ready for a divine breakthrough tonight. This is the night where you write your request down, Sister Walker, and you write your request 2 o'clock. I'll be up, and I got a message for you at 12 o'clock. Those that call me at 12 o'clock, I got a divine message. I was talking to Mother Moon. I was talking to Dr. Christian Detroit. She said, Bishop, what is my message? You got the word to 1 minute after 12. We go into the eclipse about 1. I want to be able to give you your message, tell you, Lisa, I want to give you your message. Your message might be a financial message. Your message might be a healing message. Your message might be a breakthrough, a family. I say, I have ancestors. I say all the ancestors, we don't know. I say our ancestors we have never met. Our ancestors that's around her, I say east, west, north, and south. And I call all of our ancestors to us, Shango, all the ancestors, Dr. Luther King, Malcolm X, and all them gone on. Our ancestors, I say them tonight as we get ready to go into the black hole. Yeah. And now, what this really means tonight, the eclipse means that the energy that you got surrounding you. So it's important to understand what the eclipse about. And you will never see this eclipse in your lifetime more. So it's important to get your bid, your prayer in, that what you've done for your eclipse, because we're dealing with magic and witchcraft all over the land. Many people are dying, people are killing, because the Bible said the wages of sin is death, gift to God, eternal life. And the angel Michael, let me see, Revelation chapter 12, verse 7, Michael and his angels fought the dragon, the devil, and Michael did overpower the devil. So you got to be, that energy in you got to overpower the evil that's trying to take you over, body, mind, soul, and spirit. Tonight, I'm going to give you a divine word today. I'm going to give you a word that will help you. But one thing I want to say to you, don't let the devil ride, because you ride on a drive. And I'm telling you, you got to stay focused to get the things that God got for you. And he do have some blessing for you if you're able to take
this is Bishop Turner, and I want to come to you. We're talking about the Bible throughout the world.
For you, because he really a blessing for you.
Mm-hmm. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
From this time forward and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised.
Amen.
The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is likened unto the Lord, our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven, and in earth, he praises He raises up the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house,
yes,
and to be joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. This morning I want to say this.
Yes.
He said that he will bring you out of the dunghill.
Yes.
Out of your mess and set you in a place.
Yes.
And I want to tell you that right now that God is uplifting us in the spite of the storms and the flood.
Yes.
God is getting ready to carry us to another level.
Yes.
Whatever you're going through, go through it this morning.
Yes.
Because God is a healer.
Yes.
And a deliverer.
Thank you, Lord.
And David said that he lifted me up because he's over everything.
Yes.
He looked down and picked you up where you can't get up.
Yes, Lord.
The doctor said you can't get well, but God said different. He said, I control the universe.
Yes.
And if God controls the universe today, I want you to know that he will lift you up and carry you to a safe place.
Yes.
He will carry you to a place of rest.
Yes, Lord.
Where you won't have to deal with the day-to-day operation.
Thank you, Lord.
You won't have to deal with up and down because he said that I am God of Abraham and the God of Jacob.
Yes.
And I want you to know, whatever you might be going through,
yes,
get ready for a miracle breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready for right now where you sit. Your present state going to change in 2014, yes, 2015, 2016. Get ready for a breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready to name your healing.
Yes.
Get ready to name your deliverer, Jesus.
Thank you,
get ready to set all is well.
Yes.
I need somebody to say to me, Bishop, all is well. As I go through things, I can see things are working for you because you know that God set high and look low.
Yes.
And he's bringing you up out the dunghill of dust and mess. He bring you out of all this confusion, witchcraft, sickness, and all the things that's going on around the world.
Yes.
So God is about to lift you up this morning. It reminds
me. I want to say God is bringing you to another. I got a prophecy for everybody on the line tonight. And the prophecy, I was in the spirit, doctor. And this means that you come out of your energy. Your energy, your melon, Psalms 119, start at 1 o'clock. The eclipse started at 1 o'clock. I'm going to be up. But I want you to know tonight, this eclipse, that means that's the moon and the earth going where the moon get dark. In that darkness come melon. So the melon, the reason you can't get what you get, y'all, but listen to me tonight. So much of witchcraft, Mary, is going on. So much of chemtrails in the air, people doing things. But this is an opportunity. It won't be no more in our lifetime. You're able to jubilee. You're able to mask what you want. You're able to kill your enemies. That's what tonight is. The blackness out of this eclipse going to bring the melon. Your melon been stole. What I'm talking about, your blackness been stole. It's been stole by warlocks and witches. So if you want to receive your melon, you need to read Psalm 119. It's long, but you need to read it tonight. Start at 1 o'clock. And you read it because the moon going to get black. And when the moon gets black, you're going to claim your melon, your energy. The virus is sent. and a lot of people are having a heart attack. So the girl called me up in California and said the girl took the booster shot, fell out, and breathed. This is messing with your heart. So this eclipse that we're having tonight, full moon, is going to restore all the chemicals. A lot of this stuff is chemicals. You know, like they bought some bread, and the bread had plastic in it. A lady was cleaning her car. She had bought some fries in the summertime. Did you know when she looked in her under her seat, some fries, it was like she just bought them to make them last? See, some of the stuff you get in the store, it got a shelf life, and it got a life for 4 or 5 years. So what that do to your inside, to your melon? What it do to your gland? It mess you up. So tonight, I want your gland, your melon, your cutellinti to move, and I want also that you can look in the spirit and your energy. Remember, some of you have lost your melon, and when you lose your melon, you lose the power that God put in all of us. He said, it's just my color. It's past the color. Okay? Solomon, Abraham, Moses, all of these people had melon. And tonight, you can reclaim. Let me use another scripture. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. And I think that Micah and his angels had war up in heaven. Now, what do you mean? He had heaven within your system. That counts. TV, too, with all that. You got a lot of people on drugs. They just said over 1,000 people died overdose because of greed. Tonight, I want you to claim your melon back. You know what I'm saying? I want you to claim your blackness that been stole from you, some from your childhood, been stole because you didn't know you had it. So it's time for you to reclaim the melon, reclaim the blackness, and reclaim the sickness that's in your body from the chain of you. And what I'm saying to you, the lady took the booster shot up in California with the rush at the hospital because she couldn't breathe. Now, what that means? That means they took her melon. And when they take your melon, a lot of this stuff is messing with your melon. If you have a heart attack, stroke, if you have thin blood, all of that. But once you receive your melon, the night is the eclipse. The night, the moon's going to get black. Out of that blackness come, your melon comes stronger. They can't steal the melon. They stole everything else. They can't steal the melon. So it's important for you to understand where you at as a man, as a woman. The pastor can't tell you because he don't know. The pastor's going to get a dollar. So he don't know what's going on with you. And I'm trying to tell you what's happening to you now. You have to know how to get around that, but things will work for you. Now, I'm going to give you a prophecy tonight. I want to start with you from Chicago. 30:30, Psalm 57. I want you to read it now because I got a prophecy for you after 1 o'clock. I want everybody listening to read Psalms 119. After you read it during the darkness of the eclipse, you make your request. Renee, I'm praying for a breakthrough for you. And I got a message for you, Renee. Your mother said all is well. She's in the spirit realm. She wants you to know all is well. I want you to get ready, Dr. Christian, for a financial blessing. Psalms 19 and Psalm 12, Psalm 9. I don't know what happened to you, but after you, whatever been set up against you, will destroy it tonight. Now, what I'm saying to you, whatever set up against you, you can destroy it tonight. Psalms 19 and Psalms 21. But you've got to read Psalms 119, where we're going through the black hole. Since you reap what you're doing, you're regaining your memory. It ain't about no husband or wife or kids. It's about what God gave you. Mary Hawkins, I want you to read Psalms 44 and 7 times around. You said again, the evil that come to take you out, you're going to turn it around. Will we turn around? Because this is in this lifetime, this eclipse tonight, full moon and eclipse, the eclipse is going to the dark part of the moon. The dark part of the moon represents black folks. It represents our melanin. But ain't nobody taught you, anybody told you that. The Africans already know. They already know. So when you go, Sister Duke, read 119 number Psalms, open your Bible and put it on you. Whatever been messing with your melon, see the melon in you is the strongest part of you. That's the color of your skin, your knowledge. Now some of this melon you're taking is knocking your melon down. And sometimes you take it and turn things around. Tonight, the eclipse, Sister Mother Moon, call me when you get home. Sheena, I'm praying that 33 for you. Sister Tanya up in California, I want you to read Psalm 26:19. Your melon gonna do a healing. Let me say that again. The melon in your body has been compromised. My body, your body, because of what we've been around. Now, this how supposed to do. You claim your energy back, your thoughts, your mind. Some people go crazy. Some people have cancer. Tonight, we're holding on to your divine healing. We are holding on tonight. Your divine melon will come. That melon go on my door for you. Now I'm going to you. Call me tonight. Don't wait till tomorrow, because I'm going into the eclipse at 1 o'clock. And I have a message for you when I come out of the eclipse. And the eclipse start at 1. And it might go 2 or 3. I don't know how long it's going to go. But in that, you read Psalms, put it down, Psalms 119. Let me say it again. When you read the Psalms 119, it's going to bring your melon that's been stolen. It's going to restore your melon. Now, this ain't going to happen no more for 1,000 years. And because of so much going on, God has let it come, and you can see it in Chicago, Detroit, California. If you can't see it, you read that anyway. Go outside and look at the moon. If the moon is dark, that's eclipse. That means your melon is coming back. Your melon been stole. Wonder why you're having problems breathing. And one lady said she's something messing with your melon. And you got to restore your melon back. Now, once you restore it back, it's going to give you what you need. And I think that's one of the things that people got to know. Once you receive the melon that you need, it's going to give you the power that you need. Yes? If you ain't got melon, you go crazy. If you ain't got melon, you're going to have roaches at the liver. Women's womb have always been heaven, because the sun set in her womb and the sun rise out of her womb. That's what the African said, or should I say, Amun-Ra. Amun-Ra means the energy of the sun. So Amun-Ra is doing a healing. Your mind been messed up. All of them, your mind gonna be restored. That's why it's important for you to, your melanin to come back. When your melanin come back, your ancestors come back. Your thoughts come back. And then you can see in the spirit. That's what I'm saying. So it's important to understand what's going on tonight that happened no more in your lifetime. It's the time to for you to reap your melanin. Your high blood pressure, sugar, cancer, all that. If you go into deep meditation tonight, when you come out, your melanin gonna build up to 100%. And that means you can master things that weren't sitting around you. You can master them. And you ain't got to listen with you, okay? So till you be able to master them, okay? And that's important for you to master them, okay? So that's what's going to happen with you. You're going to master them things. It's important for you to understand that's what you're going to be doing. You're going to be mastering negativity stuff. Stuff that is negative, you're going to master it. As you master it, it's going to open up a door for you. All the negativity that's been around you, you're going to probably open it up. And once you do that, this is the lunar thing working. So what I'm telling you, as we do that eclipse is going to bring the energy of your melanin, which is black. And the moon's going to become black. And in that hour, it's going to restore some things that have been stolen from your ancestors. Things that have been stolen from you. Your sight. Some people blind. Some people got chicken. Some people got cancer. Some people mind all messed up. But tonight, you can recoup all of that. And once you recoup all that, give me a call, 708-582-0372. Don't forget to call me Mother Duke down in New Orleans. Dr. Christian, don't forget to give me a call, because I got a word tonight. Each one of you call. Brother Jerry, I don't know where he at. Jerry, I got a message from your mother and your daddy. They said all is well. They like what you doing. Thank you, Karen. So, if I get a message from your great grandmother in spirit, you say, I don't know them, but they know you. I say your great grandmother. I say your ancestors. I say the people you don't know. I say them that you know. I say. All them that come to help you. I say. All them that come to guide you. I say. So I want to let you know. I say all the angels, Michael, Rabbi, and Fabio. I say all the angels that are working in your behalf tonight. I say. That will bring closure. I say. To you. Dr. Christian, I say. When I say to you, I'm just seeing your grandmother. And this is the time. And your mother, Mother Moon, it's time for her to reach out. Where they tried to mess her mind up, but going into this tonight, somehow 19, everything that the witches and warlocks have stole is going to be restored tonight. If you don't get it tonight, you won't get it in this lifetime. So it's important for you to stay up and meditate and get the knowledge and the wisdom that you need. Bright Star, I want to tell you, Bright Star gave me some information how to clean this stuff out of your body that you put in your body that messing with your DNA, messing with your mind, that messing with your thinking, and even messing with your heart, liver, and lungs, I say. So it's important tonight. Let me say it again. It's very important tonight for you to stay on target. It's important tonight for you to stay focused to move all these radical energies that are took over body, mind, soul, and spirit. We come tonight to declare, I say, that there's nothing in earth, on earth, but the ancestors. I say. We come to bear witness that Amun Ra, and in the song we sang, Amun Ra will see you through. Amun Ra will open up you. Call Amun Ra. Call Amun Ra. He will see about you. Amun Ra is the God of the universe, so we call Amun Ra. And as you call Amun Ra, I say, you're going to get a breakthrough. I'm praying for 53, let me say it again, 5350. I want you to write this boy name down tonight. Write it down. And I want you to write it down. And I want you to burn it after the eclipse and flush it in your toilet. Because all that witchcraft that girl got on that boy going to break. And I was talking to a lady down south, and she said, Bishop, people jealous of me. I told her what to do. And I'm telling you, I say, tonight is the night to reclaim your birthright. And what you talking about? Claim your melon. Reason you've been off page, you've been around people that is practicing witchcraft and warlock. You don't know it. You don't know who they're around. You don't know why you have headaches and why you stay sick. One lady told me she just get cold after cold. She took all the shots, she's still getting that cold. Because your melon is down. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7, Michael and his angels fought the devil. When he said he fought the devil, he fought the people. He fought the inner and the outer and kicked it out of your body, out of heaven, out of your body, out of the woman's womb. See, the sun set in her womb and rise in her womb. That's heaven. Oh, y'all ain't liking me tonight. And women don't know what they got or know what the gift that God told you to do. I say. So I want to tell you, there's nothing wrong with you having an orgasm. I'm too old, that's a lie. Ain't nothing wrong with you to understand that you are, your melon give you long stimulus. Melon give you long, you have to take no Viagra for women or men. Your melon make up for all of that. When you got strong melon, things work. Psalm 17 and Psalm 13, God just gave me that. I want to tell you, Mary, Psalms 25 and 18, thank you, Cancer. Now, as I look tonight, we're going into the eclipse. That means the moon going to get dark, black. In that blackness is your melon, man. Woman is your melon. Read Psalms 119. Let me say it again. Psalms 119. After you retrieve that Psalms 119, automatically it's going to restore your melon. The headache going to go. Some of you be bleed real bad during your period cycle. Some of you bleed, stop bleeding. Some of you say, I ain't had no period because I'm too old. That's a lie. That's what the man tell you. But when you got melon, everything works. Your eyesight, your ears, your senses, your womb, your penis, all of that work when you got melon. Really don't work because your melon is and got thin. You know how you take some coffee and the coffee is strong, you put cream in it, get light. That's the way your melanin then got weak. And that's why you don't desire sex. No. The reason you don't want no sex, the reason you can't, cause your melanin have been cut. Old or young, you don't get too old to have sex. No, because all this raping and stuff going on, because their melanin is gone. They just doing something. That's witchcraft. That's magic. But tonight, as you go into the darkness, it's going to bring your melanin back up to where it's supposed to be. Some of you got problems with your stomach. Some of you got prostate cancer. Some of you got cancer in the womb. Sometimes you got cancer in your butt. And some of you all crossed up. But tonight is the night to claim of your divine healing. Tonight is the night to claim your melanin. I say, ancestor that you don't see, ancestor that you do know, I say. Those that come, Oshun, Ogun, I say, and all them that come, I say, a Mother Lord, I say, Mother Cook, I say, Mother Joe, I say, and all them, Mother Bertha, I say. I want to tell our Pearl up, and if you don't, maybe you wake her up and tell her what I said, I say. It's time for you to get ready to move that pain. The doctor said you got rheumatism, I'm finna move it. Doctor said you got gout, I'm finna move that. The doctor said you got cancer on the liver, I'm finna move all that, I say. So it's important tonight for your melanin, the melanin in you, run all that stuff out. I just wanted to let you know. So it's important to understand the melanin that you got in you that will run that stuff up out of you. I say, so you get ready to claim the melanin that God put in you, and whatever you need, God gonna bless you with it. Hello.
I'm gonna praise him till I'm gone. I'm gonna praise him till I'm gone.
When the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
Raise it to him. That means you send it up, and it come down. Where it come down to you in your heart, in your liver, in your lungs. So the melanin, whatever it is tonight, it's time for you to wake up, get you some coffee, because I'm gonna stay up and see this thing through. Cause I need the blessing, I need the breakthrough. Get off the TV, and try to get this blessing that God trying to give you, God trying to restore you. It ain't about no turkey.
Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You gotta tell it for yourself. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please. Don't do it without me. Come on, help me say it. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please
don't do it.
You gotta tell him for yourself. You gotta tell him for yourself.
Don't do it.
You need a healing, just say,
Lord.
King Solomon had met Abraham. Moses had met. So all the prophets, they had met. You know why? It was black. And you are black, but your melanin compromised. That's what I'm saying. Is that you receive the full power of your melanin. And once you receive the full power of your melanin, you know that you have arrived. Because a lot of you have lost melanin. Lots of you.
To invest it and to bring back dividends for God, he buried it in the ground, so to speak, of indifference. And he did not anticipate his tragedy in, however, because the Lord of those talents came back at an unsuspected time. The danger of it all is that you are given the control and the management of this investment that God has made in you.
Yes.
And that you are left on your own. God doesn't stand around and punch you. That is, literally, he doesn't to see what you're doing and how you're going to do. He merely lets you know that you are responsible for my investment.
Yes, yeah.
And that I'm holding you accountable.
Yes.
And that one day I will be back.
Yes.
And you must report to me.
Yes.
For everything that you've done.
Yes.
And how you have invested what I have given you.
Yes.
And I said the danger of it is you own your own. You own your own.
For someone facing incredible obstacles in your life, I want you to lean on God and trust his flawless record. Someone facing incredible obstacles in your life, I want you to lean on God and trust his flawless record. He never fails. He can do the impossible. How do I know? I've seen him do it.
I have no doubts my God can do.
Yes.
The impossible.
There's nothing impossible for God.
I know he can.
I've seen him do it.
I've seen him do it.
He can turn the mess you're in to an awesome miracle. Yes, he can.
I know he can.
I've seen him do it. So whatever problem you've got, just let it go and give it to God.
He'll work it out.
How do I know what God can do?
I've seen him do it. I've seen him do it.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
I've lived long enough to see God do phenomenal things. Oh, yes, I have. I've seen God give people supernatural strength when they didn't know how they were going to make it. I've seen him use the most unlikely people to do incredible things. So I wrote this verse for those of you that are less than perfect. Listen.
When your life has gone astray, you preserve and cover you with his grace. That's how God works.
That's how God works.
I've seen him do it.
And this is what I like about God.
Then he'll erase your past.
If you repent,
so people can
erase your past.
I've seen him do it.
He just delivered my friend's mother from a 30-year drug addiction.
let's give a big round of applause to the Caravan.
Thank you for my business.